Nat Metcalf here. Online at flyhawk.com, you can find the full range of their netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netballs, and so much more. There are even kit packages that suit everyone. They are available in UK sizes 4 to 24 and also in different lengths too. Plus, we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee to try some of the range. Get yours now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Sam Bird from London Pulse here on the Netball Show with Flyhawk. I suppose, first of all, how much juggling did you have to do to reach that final squad list?
I think it's unusual because obviously everybody has been out of contract. So we've never really had a season with a reduction of places combined with everybody being out of contract. So I think for the players, it felt more chaotic, I guess, because they were, you know, the strong players are getting lots of offers. And then you had some players that were playing Super League that weren't getting any. So I think it's probably been quite a challenging year for the players. But for us as a club, we sort of set ourselves out really three sort of approaches with this recruitment, which was the first was to retain the core of the squad. Then secondly, to really try and find a top class attacking centre, because we felt we really needed to bring that in to bolster our championship chances. And then thirdly, sort of stick to what we've always done, which is look at young talent and bring that into the squad. So although it was a lot of white noise, there was a lot of chaos, a lot of offers flying around, Fiona and I just really tried to stay focused on what we were trying to achieve, which was to keep a really strong core of our squad, which, as you can see, we've done.
Have you had to do much almost juggling and looking at players that can play in several positions?
Yeah, it's interesting because obviously with 10 players, you sort of feel like you want players that can offer potentially more than one position. But the more we thought about it, we still felt that we wanted to go for quality in their first position. And if they can offer a second position, then great. But I think the reality for us is that if, for example, you had an illness or an injury that meant you didn't have one of those players in the 10, we've got a feeder squad that sits below this team that's got really strong athletes in it that can come up and fulfill a really strong role as well. So we sort of started thinking about, or do we need players, you know, that can play across multiple positions? And whilst that's nice, we still fell back on, well, let's find the best, very best players we can find in their top positions, and you usually find they offer well in a second position anyway.
And you know that you've got that, especially given the success and that growth over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think, you know, as you know, we really take a lot of pride in our pathway, and the fact that the 21s, 19s, 17s have all medalled shows the sort of strength of the pathway. So we've got faith that we've got players that sit just beneath this Super League side that can come in and do a job if necessary.
Someone new to Pulse this year in the Super League as well is Tyler Orr, obviously ex-Thunderbird and ex-teammate of Georgie Hodges as well. We know about her breakthrough season in the SSN, but how did she come to join? Were you getting up early in the morning and watching the games live?
Yeah, well, as you know, I'm very sad, Andy. So I watch netball all around the world. It's been great for me to avoid doing housework and other duties I don't want to do. I sort of track a lot of the players, both in New Zealand and Australia. And Tyler is obviously in the winning team in Suncorp this year. She's represented Australia at every age group. She's captained their feeder league. And she's, critically for us, is a really attacking centre that can feed the holding shooter. She's been playing with Romelda. And as you say, some amazing players at Thunderbirds. So she was a real target for us to try and recruit, and had some really good conversations with her agent and then Tyler herself. And I'm really, really excited. She's really, really top class mid-quarter that can, I think, will confidently find Liv in the circle for us. And that's a critical sort of improvement area for us to really focus on this year.
It sounds as well like you're bringing them over to add much more to the squad and not just getting more game time, which is good to hear.
Yeah, I mean, she's critical to our success. We've obviously had really good centres in the past. Jade has obviously been awesome at Pulse, but had some injury issues last season, as I think it's sort of well documented. We felt that bringing in a player that's connected, you know, playing at top class level in Suncorp already, represented Australia, and then come to us and feed our shooters and work with our attack is really, really important for us. So she's a big, big signing for us, and really, really, you know, we're really excited to be working with her.
Nicole's back as well. New surname. But how important is it that she grows from last season?
Yeah, I was so pleased to have Nicole back. She's such a great personality as well as a great player. And I think people got glimpses of her flair and what she can do. And I think having had a season working with Liv and Alicia in particular in that attacking end sort of gives her a head start really on this year. You know, it's always a challenge with import players. You know, you're never quite sure how they're going to settle and what impact they're going to make. But she made a really big impact last year, and we think she'll push on this year as well with really, really shaping how that attack looks for us. So, yeah, great to have her back. She's a great personality, and she's forged a good friendship with Alicia as well. So that's really important to us as well, that we've got teammates that connect off the court as well as on the court. So, yeah, and I think she's fan favourite. You know, the way she plays is quite unorthodox at times, and you never quite know what you're going to get with Nicole. She's so creative, and I think that's good for the game and for the fans as well.
Hi, this is Tyler Orr, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Some of those new names now. Sophie Kelly, first of all, obviously made the move from Bath. Was she always somebody that was on your radar and style that you admired?
Yeah, I mean, I remember her bursting onto the scene with Storm, actually, and had a great game against us, had a great debut. I don't know whether we were her first game, but she stuck in my mind as someone that just came onto court and gained really dynamic player, good attacking, goal attack, and good long range shooter. And I've liked her for a long time, and I think she sort of fits our style as well, of sort of being a quick attacker, playing with some flair and giving that sort of pulse bit of spice. I think she'll fit really nicely in with the attackers that we've got. She's obviously in the England Futures now as well and has been developing nicely as a player. So I'm really looking forward to bringing her in and seeing her grow within this 10. And I think there's a lot more to come from Sophie as well. And playing with sort of high standard of attacking players she'll have around her, I think we'll see her push on, show what she's really, really capable of.
Another new name in that squad as well is Gracie Smith, 16-year-old England Academy player. What can you tell about Gracie?
Yeah, so I've worked with Gracie at grassroots level. She's a Turnford player, so I've known her for a while. She's an amazing young athlete. She's really strong, really got a great physical presence, but learning both wing defence and centre really well. She's also played goal defence for me at junior level. But I think Gracie will fit into the Pulse style of play. She's like a naturally aggressive defender, sights the ball, likes to win ball. You know, I'm really excited to see her working around players like Zara and Fumi and Hallie and Darcy, just to see again how she comes on this season. But I think she's a definite, in my brain, she's a star already and a star of the future. And I think people will really enjoy watching Gracie play.
Obviously, Liv, Hallie and Fumi are back as well. Many are pleased to see them retain. So I suppose while you've got that great team on paper, one of those challenges you'll face is how it actually works out over the course of the season.
Well, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we've retained seven players. So you've already got seven players there that know how to play with each other. You know, Liv, Fumi and Hallie and Zara have been at the club a long time. They've earned Alicia. This is her fourth season. You know, we've kept a lot of loyalty on the roster, and I'm really grateful for that, that players have committed to the club over a long period of time, and there's some genuine friendships, and I think it enables frank conversations as well, and that drives the level of competition up. Those players are also roses and academy players, you know, they're top class players. as you can imagine, lots of them had lots of offers to go elsewhere. And I think their friendship and their loyalty to the club and their high ability, you know, as netballers is great for us as a club to have retained our core athletes, and they'll hit the ground running. They know each other really well and they enjoy each other's company and they'll enjoy playing together as well. So, you know, we've pretty much kept our back end the same. I think we're renowned for our strong defensive capability, and to retain all of those players at the back end is really, really good. So I'm really happy. I think we're in a strong position to start the league in a strong way, and the new players coming in will add some extra strength and depth, but, you know, the core is already there.
And the fact that the Everetts are back as well, really, I suppose, easy to offer them a place?
Yeah, I mean, all those players that have been retained, their place really, you know, it wasn't a difficult decision at all. You know, they've all performed really well for the club. And I think one of the things we've always sort of prided ourselves on is that all of these players want to continue to improve and are ambitious for this club to finally try and win the league. We've been so close in the last couple of seasons. You know, so they're motivated to really give it a good crack this year. So it's, again, obviously lovely to have both sisters back, and both completely different personalities and bring their own flavour of netball to Pulse. But yeah, very well deserved by both of them.
Birmingham Panthers and Nottingham Forest, are you looking forward to those matchups against them?
Yeah, all the rosters are strong, and that's obviously what the movement towards a professional league should look like, that every player in playing in the league is strong, and that should mean that there are closer games and hopefully teams with different styles that we can sort of start to see that form up. You know, we've got a very strong DNA with wanting to win ball and quick transition at Pulse, but other teams will have different styles of play, and I think that's going to be really intriguing as a coach and a good challenge just to see how we form up against those other rosters.
Has the Flyhawk deal been extended?
Yeah, so we're working with Flyhawk for another 3 years. We really value the brand. We have a great relationship with Steph. So we think they're a great brand for netball, and as a female business as well, you know, we like to champion and support other female businesses. So it's a really good synergy with Flyhawk, and players love the kit and fans love the replica kit. So it's a great, great partnership to be continuing on with.
And finally, Sam, are you ready for all those twists and turns that the league's going to throw at you this year?
Probably not. I mean, you just never know, do you? No, just never know. And as a fan, obviously, everyone wants tight games with loads of drama. As a coach, I still want nice, cool, calm victories. But of course, that's unlikely to happen. So I think I'm just buckling up and getting ready for the ride like everybody else.
Brilliant. Sam, thank you for your time. Everything London Pulse, londonpulsenetball.com.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.